When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Here we go. It's hour number 5 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Chiefs Friday News Dump is coming up here in about 20 minutes or so at 877-881-1053. Riddle me this. Who's a better quarterback, Dak Prescott or Kirk Cousins? They're getting together this weekend on Sunday afternoon, and hope you tune in for the pregame show with Chiafalo and Broadus, and the postgame show with Wolchuk and Broadus. And I imagine it'll be a topic of conversation for some of the phone callers there. Kirk Cousins just set an NFL record, 8 touchdowns against a single team in one season. He did that against Tampa. Now, you know, I think you'd probably say, well, Tampa doesn't have a good defense. And I would say, well, Dak Prescott's gotten fat off destroying bad defenses. So sure. I think the similarities are kind of there. Falcons had a lot of scrutiny for their quarterback decision in the offseason when they not only signed Cousins, but also brought in Michael Penix with the 8th pick in the NFL draft. Cousins absolutely dominating under pressure. So much for looking over your shoulder and having it negatively impact, you know, how things are going for you. He is playing at a high level, and I think he's one of the reasons I expect the Cowboys to immensely struggle on defense, and I'd be shocked if Dak has a better game than Kirk Cousins, Wolchuk.
Yeah, right now this year, Kirk is definitely the better quarterback between the two. He's played better. If you look over the course of their careers, Dak's got 2 playoff wins, Kirk has 1, and record-wise, 81-70-2 for Kirk. Dak 76-45. Completion percentage is relatively close. I think Dak's touchdown interception ratio is much better, and yards per attempt are pretty much identical at 7.6. So I think I would lean, like, over the course of their careers, I'd probably still say Dak. But right now, today, like, if I had to take one of them to win me a game on Sunday, I would lean Kirk Cousins. He is playing better football than Dak is.
It's just so difficult to evaluate, you know, and that's tricky, and that's why teams struggle so much at the position. It's hard to remove a guy's stats from who he is, you know. But I feel like Dak is way better than the stats he's putting out this year. You know? And that's why I think it takes so long, 8 to 10 years sometimes. You got to let a lot of things play out with a variety of different supporting cast before I think you can get some sort of a final verdict, unless it's so great or it's so absurdly bad that, you know, it's obvious. But I would put them roughly in the same place, in the same grouping amongst their peers, yes. Dak Prescott and Kirk Cousins. And, you know, that's at times over the last 8 years been a controversial idea.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of the Dak supporters would scoff at that and become offended for their guy. But I think, you know, the longer things go on, I think you have to accept that, because maybe Kirk Cousins is getting better, and I think Dak might be regressing as his career goes on.
Well, there is something to that, I think, with the athleticism for sure and the mobility factor. I think that's a guarantee. The one advantage that Kirk Cousins has had over Dak is the play caller, because having Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota, pretty strong. What did he? I don't even know. Was it Jay Gruden that he was mostly with Washington?
He was with Jay in Washington,
because he had some Shanahan there.
He had
too.
Kevin Stefanski with him in Minnesota before he got
Stefanski,
the Cleveland job.
Then he got, you know, and then of course O'Connell there, who came
now
from
it's
the Rams.
Zach Robinson,
exactly,
who came from the Rams.
So you have at least forward thinking play callers and play designers that I think give him a little bit of a leg up there. And if Dak could have had somebody like that, and maybe this next hire, this upcoming offseason, could be that hire. But it would be the first time we've seen Dak in a newer kind of professional offense.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely a fair point. You know, I'd love to see Dak in an optimized offense with great protection and a running game. And it's like the Cowboys believe foolishly that it's okay to try to build a contender that has massive holes in the operation. I think that was the meta for how to build a Super Bowl team up until about 2015, 2016. It changed. The 817 asked you guys a question. Would Dak be performing at Kirk Cousins' level in that offense, worse or better?
I would think yes.
You think he'd be doing better?
I think he'd be doing at least as good as Kirk is doing right now. I know Dak is off, and you're trying to decide how much is the problem with the offense, Dak just not being good, and then how much of it is the offense from personnel to scheme is not good around him. But I mean, Kirk Cousins coming off the Achilles, you saw even in week one, he wasn't that awesome. And then he's gotten a little bit more comfortable, but still when he's pressured, he's an awful quarterback.
Yeah.
So, he's just been fortunate going up against some defenses that don't really conjure up that much pressure. But when he is pressured, he's still not all that great, and he's not mobile at all. You talk about Dak's mobility right now. Kirk Cousins has none of it.
This year, Dak's still playing better under pressure than Kirk Cousins?
Now, that's a good question that I would need to look at specifically with Dak.
Definitely over the course of their careers, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I do think Dak would, I don't know if he would have 9 touchdowns like Kirk does against Tampa Bay. I mean, Kirk was unbelievable in those games, and he made some throws that, quite frankly, I don't think Dak is capable of making.
But outside those games, it just hasn't been
that much.
But yeah,
I think overall, they'd probably be 5-3, just like with Dak, just like they are with Kirk.
Yeah, I mean, you take away the Tampa games and he's got 6 touchdowns and 7 picks, but the balance of the season, 68.3%, on pace for probably 4,500 yards, passer rating approaching 100. Kirk Cousins, no doubt, having a big season. If the Cowboys want to win, they got to find a way to pressure him and get some mistakes going. And I just don't know if they have the personnel to do that right now. Okay, let me check back in here with some more of these text messages at 877-881-1053. Give me Dak with the Atlanta offense, says the 817. Dak has played with way more talent than Cousins ever did, says the 940. You know, obviously he had Jefferson in Minnesota. He's got some really good receivers now.
Didn't he have Diggs in Minnesota?
Oh, that's right. Stephon Diggs. Adam Thielen when he was still good.
Adam Thielen was really good.
Prime Dalvin Cook.
Prime Dalvin Cook, 100%. Yeah. I mean, they had some weapons.
They had some weapons,
they
for sure.
They definitely had weapons in Minnesota. They had some good teams.
Okay.
And a really good defense for a while.
The 214, yeah. I mean, they had a lot of talent there. First, it was Garrett's fault, then Shoddy, then Kellen. Now it's McCarthy's fault. The problem is, let play caller, it's QB1. Always will be until you make a change. 4 more years of purgatory, boys. You're only as good as your quarterback. Dak, middle of the road at best. I think he's above average. You know, I think he's somewhere between 8 and 12th best, if I had to ballpark it. And I think the Cowboys have shown they can build a hell of a team around him. You know, we just need them to get aggressive like contenders are right now and say, hey, we need elite players. We need to go get an Amari Cooper. We need to, you know, look at our biggest issue on our football team and go trade for somebody that turns that into a strength. And, you know, that's what Tampa did. That's what Philadelphia did. That's what the Niners did. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody does this if you want to get there. And, you know, unless you're the Chiefs and you just have the cheat code known as Patrick Mahomes. So,
yeah, I mean, with Dak right now and looking ahead here with the amount of dollars that he's being given, it's probably unlikely that there's really any scenario that you could see him getting a team to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fair to say, looking at like, hey, how many coaches do we have to go through before we look at the quarterback? Now, I would have already looked at the quarterback and said, you can't get it done. I'm not paying you all that money.
Right.
Because I think I know what your ceiling is now, and it's not a Super Bowl championship. So if that's what you're here
but
for.
You've seen
then,
Garoppolo, Foles, Goff.
Yeah.
You know,
when they're
doable.
Not when they're not making top of the tier dollars, right? Now you're the highest paid quarterback, and the Cowboys are definitely one of the franchises that will allow that to dictate them trying to cut corners. They won't say we have the highest paid quarterback and for the next year or two we're just going to say bleep it, swipe it, and let's stack the roster around it. They're going to say we've got the highest paid quarterback, so that guy has to make up for right. All the other areas of the roster that we're going to have to be a little bit lesser than at. So with that being the case, I think you're not getting a Super Bowl over the next 4 years with Dak as your quarterback. That would be my guess, but you could get a lot further if you had a respectable coach, offensively in particular. And at no point did we think they were making the right decision. It wasn't like they brought in the guy and Dak can't get it done with him. They go from Garrett.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Linehan, it's Kellen Moore, who was a lot of hype, but there was nothing really foundational to stand on to say this guy is legit. We think he's going to be legit, but this is the first time he's ever called plays for anybody at any level, and so to expect that guy to be awesome, okay, whatever. I don't think that's one of those ones that you can be like, hey, that was an awesome coordinator that Dak had. And then you go even older with Mike McCarthy, and nobody was hyping that up like, hey, that's an awesome hire. So you've swung and missed on the coaching opportunities offensively to put around Dak. And I think that is something that is huge in the sense of you could get further than what you've gotten to this point if you had a legit head coach / offensive coordinator.
Absolutely. And I hope when the Joneses decide to move on to the offseason that they do a better search this time. Okay, next big picture talking point from this Falcons-Cowboys matchup. Bijan Robinson ranking 9th in the NFL, 546 rushing yards. He's had two big performances over the last 3 weeks, perhaps, you know, trending into that that runway of absolute superstardom in the NFL. But, you know, I think the status of their running game is the reason that going into this Atlanta game, your expectation should be absolutely on the floor. There's no reason to believe they won't line up and run all over you for at least $150, maybe over 200 again, like the 49ers.
Yeah, I mean, we spend the majority of the time talking about offense, right? But, like, you look over at Kansas City, what's Pat Mahomes have? Maybe the best defense in the NFL. So, you know, you can have the best quarterback, too, but you got to have a team. You got to have a complete team. And the Cowboys right now on the defensive side of the football, granted, hey, they are injury riddled, but that defense hasn't been playing well. And, you know, I guess when you look back at their failures, they played well in postseason games and then your offense lets you down. But right now, I mean, that side of the ball, it's going to take a miraculous effort to keep 30 points off the football with who they're going to be putting out there on Sunday.
Bijan Robinson, a heck of a talking point, you know, taking the running back in as high as they did. In the 2023 draft, Cowboys will be in a similar situation where they could take Jenty if they want to, and they got to know he's going to be available because not many teams will use a high pick on a runner like that. And I would just ask the Atlanta Falcons, you know, if they, you know, think that was a wise pick still at this point. You know, you're not a strong contender. You have an unbelievable two-headed running back room.
Yeah.
And Kirk Cousins and great weapons. I think if they could have got themselves some help on defense, you know, they would be much further along the path to contention if they got Bijan Robinson's equivalent. Now, the opportunity here is in the lack of a Falcons pass rush. They rank last in the league in sacks with just 6 this year. Matthew Judon, acquired in the trade with the Patriots, 68 career sacks, only has 1.5 this season because he has no help. It's easy for opposing offenses to get some help on Judon. You don't have to worry about that. I think the point holds. If the Cowboys cannot get something going in a big way, explosive offense, run up the score in this week's game, there should be no reason for optimism. They'll be able to do it at all in the second half of the season. This is as easy as it gets. After last week's game, guys, I think I want to see those rub routes. I want to see the pick plays or the crossing routes, whatever it is. I would challenge the officials to call that because on a team where you're absolutely struggling to get open, I don't think you want to be running that all day. That's going to get on the officials' nerves, but absolutely in the red zone, we should see more of that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how'd they score against Pittsburgh to win the game with Jalen Tolbert? It was a mesh route. Mesh. So that's the concepts that we're talking about here, that all these teams that have the high-powered offenses are running. It's all about trying to create natural separation for your receivers and scheme them open. And we see the Cowboys do it every once in a while, which is what's so maddening about it. It's like, we know you have the capability of doing it. You've got certain plays in your playbook that do that, but it's just few and far between. There's just zero consistency.
On the Cowboys side of the ledger, big picture topics going into this Sunday's game. We're getting some cloud cover here. Are we about to have a storm come in, DFW? Oh,
no.
I can't see the sun down here. It got dark all of a sudden. Cowboys not where they expected to be at 3-4. Things are getting chippy, perhaps demoralized against the 49ers. Steven joined us today as well, and he says they're surprised that they are not better than what they were. Jerry Jones said that this week as well. Now, I think that's a big problem. Can this team evaluate its own players, Wolchuk? Does it know how good or bad they actually are?
I think right now that's proving to be an issue. And I mean, some of the contracts that they've handed out and re-signing some of their own, like, I've been, all right, I'm with you on this one. And it's so far, though, you look at the guys that they have paid, and hey, DeMarcus Lawrence is hurt. I get that. Brandon Cooks right now, that was a contract that you traded for. He's hurt. He's not helping you, but Steele's not giving you anything. Dak and CD, I mean, CD, hopefully he's turning it around. He's going to put up that all-pro season. You need more from Dak, but then what have you put him in position to succeed, right? So right now I think that that's something that they do have to evaluate, but it comes back to the way that they team build, and it's all through the draft, and it's all about we like our guys and paying our own guys. They're not going to put a team together where we're going to go ahead and be players in free agency and we're going to be super aggressive on the trade market. And right now, it's proving to not be enough, and it's handicapping them. You're seeing it right before your own eyes right now. The lack of going out and filling holes through free agency and other avenues, that's why you have zero depth right now. That's why you're looking around, you're like, yeah, we are having to play Joe Schmoes and super young players, because this is what you've put yourself into. Like, this is your bet. And I don't know how in the world everyone else looked at their roster and said you're deficient in this area, that area, and they didn't. I mean, anybody who watched this team play could say you need to improve on the defensive line. You're weak up the middle. Offensively, okay, you made the decision to move on from Tyron. That was smart. You're going to struggle offensively when you're starting a left tackle that's a rookie and a center that's a rookie. It's going to take some time.
Yeah,
I don't know how they could have expected anything less than what they're getting right now.
Yeah, I think if you look at the difference in picks from Dak in 2022 and 2023, it was the health of Tyron Smith. Tyron played the majority of 2023, was not great in the run game, but was still great in the pass game, and that allowed Dak the time and the space to rack up the points without all the turnover-worthy plays. I mean, he is leading the league by a wide margin now in the turnover-worthy plays. And, you know, this season could really get away from him with an absurdly embarrassing turnover total if he doesn't rein it in. You know, if they find themselves down and he's got to go for it, I don't know. You know, like, maybe not in the 20s, but dang close to it. I would not be surprised. This is going to be our first annual G-Bag Nation post-Halloween weight loss competition. I understand Wolchuk weighed in this morning at the house, brought us weight in last night. Send us an update on that. I'm going to step on the scale here at the break, and I'm terrified what I'm going to see.
Oh, I hated what I saw.
I had perhaps the most degenerate summer and fall of my life. I'm pretty sure I put on about 25 pounds in maybe 4 months.
Dude, so impressive.
Yeah, I was getting after it pretty good.
Very impressive.
After I hit my 1.5 pull-up, at some time shortly before the Super Bowl, I don't think I've exercised since then.
You got satisfied.
Yeah. You crushed it for a period.
I got complacent. You were tearing it up. Yeah. I'm not joking you. Flagtober in general has done a number on me because we're ordering Zalad's pizza at Southern Leecher Spa's patio to kick it off. We're doing Tour Day DFW at Whataburger's. Obviously, yep. I'm getting something. We're closing it down with Whataburger. Here comes a Richardson Bar and Grill with one of the greatest bar menus I've ever seen in my entire life. And they're just feeding us endlessly, of course. We're boozing. Then it's a football Friday at B-Dubs, Flagtober style. Yeah. It's booze. It's wings. It's all over the place. And then you have Sean's party on Saturday. It's booze and Halloween and candy. I'm not joking you. I put on 8 pounds in 4 days last week.
Nice, dude. That's impressive work. That's a better pace than your wing eating pace that you exhibited last Friday.
It was a pretty blur. I mean, it was like 3 or 4 days in a row of just eating just endlessly and then also boozing.
Yeah.
And it's just recipe for
that'll get you
big time weight gain.
Right on. So we all need it. It'll be a good opportunity to maybe take a few off before the holiday debauchery ensues starting Thanksgiving. Chief, where are we going next?
Well, I mean, it makes me want to ask the question to the Tolos, like, what's the most amount of unintentional weight gained in like a very short period of time? Because like my 8 pounds in 4 days, I feel like is pretty impressive. Can you top that?
But you we also
have a local police chase. That's pretty incredible. And I have the word of the year. Can you guess what it is? That's next in the nation.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.